بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. We are reading from this kitab, title of the kitab, Correction of Monetary Dealings, إصلاح المعاملات, in which there are various ahadith riwayat in regards to a person seeking a halal sustenance and rosy, what should be the intention, the temperament behind the person seeking a sustenance and rosy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zakah bin Ujjah radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person remains occupied in earning a living because he has little children, he is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person remains occupied in earning a living because he has little children, he is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he makes an effort because he has old parents, he too is in the path of Allah. If he makes effort to earn so that he can fulfill his necessities without being dependent on other people, he is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he makes an effort and earns so that people can see how wealthy he is, or he becomes proud due to his wealth, or to show his greatness, then he is on the path of shaitan. As Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who earns the world through halal earning so that he can be safe from stretching his hands before people, who tolerates effort and endeavor for the sake of his wife and children, who wishes well for his neighbors, will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah with his face shining like the 14th moon. Isa alayhi salatu salam saw an individual whom he asked, what do you do? He replied, I remain occupied in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was then asked, who bears the burden of your food and drink? He replied, my brother. Isa alayhi salatu salam then said to him, in that case your brother is a greater worshipper than you are. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let none of you keep on making dua for sustenance while not making any effort to earn it. The above ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encourage toiling and making an effort. A believer should not sit idle and be lazy, but should adopt the means which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. However, a person should abstain from going to the other extreme, where wealth becomes the object of his life and all other obligations are forgotten. The only object is to increase one's wealth. For this reason, Quran Sharif and ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teach us that our sustenance is fixed and apportioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, there is not a moving creature upon the earth except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken responsibility for its sustenance upon Himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who, how much to give whom. This is in the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama explain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hakim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Qabid, Allah is Al-Basit. Al-Hakim, the All-Wise. Allah knows how much to give and who to give. When to give, what time, at what time in his age or period of life. We find in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a beautiful dua of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. That, oh Allah, grant me awsa'a rizqi alayya. That grant me the best of my sustenance in my old age. In the kibari sinni. In my old age. That is the time that a person now doesn't want to toy, doesn't have the strength anymore. Person is young, he can. But Nabi Ali salatu salam is, Allah grant me the best at the time when I am grown old. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have not created man and jinn except that they worship me. I do not want any sustenance from them, nor do I want that they feed me. Verily Allah is the provider of sustenance. Nabi Ali salatu salam has taught us, sustenance seeks a person just as death seeks him. Rumi ulama explain, that it is foolishness that a person chases something that is chasing him. His rosy is chasing him, and he's also chasing it. And death is something that is chasing him, but is running away from it. You see, which should be the direction of a person's effort? Even if a person flees from his sustenance the way one flees and runs away from death, then too his sustenance will catch up with him just as death catches up with him. If all of mankind and jinn gather and make an effort to stop someone's sustenance so that he does not receive it, they will not be able to do so. Ulama explained, here also a person sometimes doesn't want to partake of something. He's sitting on the dastarkhan and he has the children sitting around him. Then too, you'll find his two-year-old child will come with some sweet in the hand or some chocolate, and he will shove it in his father's mouth. Although he didn't want to have it, he didn't have the appetite for it also, but it was part of his sustenance. How it will reach his appetite, how it will reach his mouth, how it will get into his system, Allah Ta'ala will make it happen. It is part of his sustenance. It is possible that it will miss him. And something that he is eating, thought now that this was for him, the same two-year-old child will come and put his finger in his mouth and take it out. And the father will give it to him. So just half was for you and half was for the child. What is destined for you will reach you. What is not destined will not come to you. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam mentions different riwayat in Tabarani. Adopt seriousness and tranquility by the oath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in whose control is the life of Abu al-Qasim, which is the title of Nabi Ali Salatu Salam. Your sustenance will search for you as death searches for you. If you experience some difficulty in earning, then do so while obeying the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, you will not earn by committing sins. And at that time when a person is very low in life, then the dunya will present itself in different ways. Sometimes makruh way, sometimes a haram way. But now he feels I'm entitled to it because I'm down and out. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, be serious at that time and adopt taqwa. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no regard for the person who awakens in the morning. Allah has no regard for the person who awakens in the morning with only worldly thoughts as his concern. Allah has no fikr and no concern, no regard for that person. The morning should start with the fikr of deen. And we mentioned before, the least fikr we can have. When we're driving to the masjid, we're driving past those homes and those blocks of flats, and we find our Muslim brothers, the lights are off early in the morning for Fajr time. No one is awake in the home. At least driving to the masjid, we can make dua and cry in the heart. That, Ya Allah, how can it be that they are sleeping? They should be in the house of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. At least that fikr will constitute fikr for akhirat. He has concern for akhirat and not for his dunya. At least that dua comes in our heart. Once Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam delivered a sermon in Masjid al-Khayf, which he said, O people, whoever makes the world his objective, Allah will fill his heart with worries and anxieties and will keep him perpetually in a state of want. And above all, he will only attain that which has been predetermined for him. May Allah Ta'ala give us an understanding. Together with this, we'll find that a person has to make an effort according to zarurat and need. That he needs enough so that he may worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his mind is free, is comfortable in his salah, in his dua, in his Quran, in his dhikr, in his da'wat, his earning to be spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the life of a mu'min. The person understands, I have enough for this. I have sukoon at home. Not that I am making more to make more. If you understand this, then he will explain to the women folk at home also, what is their purpose of life? Home industry on its place. Women also are working online. And you ask, what is the purpose? We need the extra cash. I need my own earnings. What's the purpose of it? So I can buy more things. I can buy more ornaments and frames for the house. I can update my life. This dunya is not for the mu'min. That's why ulama explained also, how much longer do we want to live in this prison? Imagine a prisoner is so happy, he says, I love this prison, I don't want to leave from here. I'm enjoying this prison, and please don't take me out. If I can help it now in this prison of mine, I'll upgrade the toilet also in the bathroom so that I'm comfortable here, I don't want to leave. Dunya for the mu'min is a prison. And sometimes the women folk get so entangled in it also, they see the glitter and the glamour of dunya, that now you know, make this dunya, this prison, even better. Put them onto the line of deen. Let's design our akhirat now. Let's design our qabr now. Allah has given us beautiful carpet, the curtains, the lighting. That, oh my wife and children, let's design our qabr now. Our plush carpet there, the beautiful curtains there, the lighting there, the nur. Tabarak at 9, al-fabim sajda at night, our durood sharif, our salah on time. When you will reach there, inshallah, design a qabr also, design a akhirat. Allah Ta'ala give us so fit to be an amal, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah. Alhamdulillah.